Okay, and in reverse, man will spacewalk.
Man will spacewalk.
And again.
Man will spacewalk.
I mean, you know, it's very clear. Let's just run it forwards and backwards.
It's one small step for man. Man will spacewalk.
Okay.
No question about that one.
Yeah. You know, and it's obviously his hope for mankind as he moves forwards into space.
All right. I have a quick question for you. Art, yes, please ask David if he has ever reversed someone talking in their sleep. That's Mary in Longmont, Colorado.
No, I haven't. I've wanted to many times. Some people try to catch me talking in my sleep, but you know, you can't leave a tape recorder running all night. I would love to do that. If someone's got a tape of that, send it in to me, and I will do that.
All right, if anybody out there has a tape of themselves or their mate, better yet, talking in their sleep, send it to David. And we'll destroy your marriage for you right here on the air.
Absolutely. And also, right, look, I've just been asked, too, the free issue of Back Talk that we'll be releasing in a month, I've been asked if people could send a stamped self-addressed envelope to my mailbox for that.
Okay.
Okay. Now, this next reversal is a classic reversal for me. I don't think I've played it on your program much. This got me into a lot of trouble in Australia. It's Australia's Prime Minister, Bob Hawke, and he was a heavy drinker and a womanizer. He's actually in the Guinness Book of Records as winning the World Beer Drinking Championship contest. And you'll actually see him there. He's still in the...
Is that how you elect your prime ministers there?
Well, Australia has a different moral standard than America. The bigger and louder and more rowdier you are, the better chance you've got of getting into office. And that's the Australian spirit for you.
Uh-huh. The more beer you can drink, the more votes you can get. All right.
But he actually ran for election this time on the basis that he'd given up drinking.
And I see.
So he just won, and a reporter sarcastically asked him, well, how do you plan to celebrate? And this was his answer.
Thank you, man.
What's your celebration plan?
Oh, several cups of tea.
Several cups of tea, and backwards, he says, used to smoke the best marijuana. And again. Probably, similar to the reverse on Clinton tonight. They pay for dope, whatever that means, referring to the FDA. Okay, and here's your favorite reversal. I haven't played it for a while now. This is my daughter reaching. I'm chasing her around the room with a tape player.
My favorite, yes, and he's actually got a tape player in her face. This is before she could talk, folks.
This is before she could talk, and she reaches out for it. And backwards, what's that? And again. I mean, exceptionally clear reversal.
What's that? Oh, so clear.
Yeah. So, and clear. We'll do another one on kids.
Truth is that they're clear when they're very young, and they tend to get more muddled as they get older.
They do, and if someone can flash back to my broadcast with the reversals on Philip Corso, you'll notice that they were muffled reversals.
Yes, indeed.
A lot harder to hear.
Nevertheless, very congruent.
Oh, absolutely. And, Philip Corso is definitely telling a true tale. And here is a baby with a dirty diaper. Daddy's bringing him a clean diaper.
Here, Ben, I got a diaper for you.
A diaper?
Yeah.
And backwards, help me out.
Help me out.
And again.
Help me out.
And here it is, forwards immediately reversed.
A diaper. Help me out.
A diaper.
Help me out.
That one's cute forward, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's just a classic reversal. I love that one. Some other classics. What are some other classics? Let me have a look here. Here we go. I've played this one many times. This is a live commentary of JFK's assassination. We pick it up right at the point commentator realizes the shooting has occurred.
Oh, yes.
Just a moment, please. Something has happened in the motorcade route. Stand by, please. Parkland Hospital, there has been a shooting. Parkland Hospital has been advised to stand by for a severe gunshot wound.
And right at the point, Conrad has realized the shooting has occurred. He says in reverse, he's shot bad. Hold it. Try and look up. Actually clear reversal.
Yeah, he shot bad.
Yeah, he certainly was. And here it is, forwards and backwards. You know, I don't know how people can doubt this technology.
I don't either. I was about to say the same thing.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I mean, these things are so stunningly clear. It's and they've been confirmed time and time again. I mean, we had a classic confirmed tonight on the...